The liturgy for Palm Sunday goes in two different directions. The first direction is symbolized by Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, symbolizing that Jesus is beginning to accept his kingship. Jesus is the Lord and the King. But it soon becomes very clear that the King, who is Jesus, reigns from the throne of the cross, which is a very different kind of king than we ordinarily would think of. And the question before Christians as we enter into the mystery of Holy Week is whether or not we want to accept being part of his kingdom. Are we willing to go where he has led in this great act of self-giving and self-sacrifice in the love of his Father and in the love of his brothers and sisters for all of us? The second direction of today's liturgy is this is the day on which Jesus begins to enter into the mystery of his death. And all of that is so clearly articulated in the gospel story that we've heard. Very difficult for us to talk very much about it, actually. It speaks for itself. But this morning in Rome, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, said a couple of things that I'd like to share with you. He said this: the Apostle Paul, in the second reading, epitomizes in two verbs the path of redemption. You know, to epitomize means to summarize. The two verbs: Jesus emptied and humbled himself. These two verbs show the boundlessness of God's love for us. You know, the cross, the mystery of Jesus' passion, is all about his self-emptying. The Greek word that's used is kenosis, which is a word that we don't actually have an English equivalent for. It means to pour out, to empty oneself. And as the Pope says, the heart of redemption is epitomized in this humiliation, this bowing down of Jesus, and his willingness to pour himself out in love for us. And that becomes the pattern of redemption, the way that we accept redemption in our lives, which is a gift from Jesus, which was won through his death on the cross, is for us to pour ourselves out in love for God and in service to our neighbors, in the process of becoming humble people in the service of the cross. This year is the year of mercy. We're all aware of that. And I think it's quite providential that today's Passion is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke. You know, there are four accounts of the Passion of Jesus in the four Gospels, and this year the Gospel passage that's read on Passion Sunday is the Gospel of St. Luke, which is sometimes referred to as the Gospel of Mercy. It has many of the same stories as the other accounts of Jesus' Passion, but there are some differences. For example, all of the stories of the Passion talk about Peter cutting the ear of the servant in the garden. But only in the Gospel of St. Luke does Jesus come and touch the ear of that servant and heal him, revealing to us the mercy in the heart of Jesus. As he is being taken away, he doesn't think of himself, but he's merciful towards someone else. The Gospel of St. Luke is the only gospel that tells the story of the women who are having compassion on Jesus as he walks the way of the cross. He says to them, "Don't cry for me, don't have compassion for me, but have compassion for yourself and your children." The gospel reveals to us that part of being a follower of Jesus, as those women were, is to be women and men who are compassionate towards other people, who show mercy towards others. Today's gospel passage from the Gospel of St. Luke is the only time in the four gospels where Jesus forgives the repentant thief. In all the stories we hear about Jesus being crucified between two criminals. But in today's gospel, we hear Jesus, in response to the penitential heart of the one thief, say to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." In this final act of love, hanging on the cross, Jesus extends the mercy and love of God to the thief, someone who would not ordinarily be someone who people would be quick to forgive. And again, in the Gospel of St. Luke, Jesus not only forgives the repentant thief, but also those who crucified him. You know, he doesn't hold it against them, but he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." So we see in this Gospel of St. Luke, in an extraordinary and detailed way, the mercy and compassion of God revealed in the love of Jesus Christ. So we ask the Lord, as we celebrate this week, which is holy, to help us experience in our personal lives the compassion of God. We also ask the Lord to transform our hearts, that we might be as merciful towards others as the Lord has been merciful towards us.